At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Welcome in to this Wednesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, Mr. Greg Jones, a.k.a. the Meat Man at LB's Meat Market. Before Greg hops on here and regales us with some tales from Churchill Downs and more, I do want to remind you this show is brought to you by College Corner. It is the last day as we record this on Wednesday, May 15th. Get over to College Corner. Make a purchase, leave a tip. It will go directly to the Grove Collective, and you will be entered in for a chance to win a signed Lane Kiffin football with the Grove Collective logo on it. It's a great cause. Scott and the folks at College Corner working hand-in-hand with the Grove Collective. It's a really cool idea and a chance to win a cool piece of, maybe some history with this season coming up and all the expectations and the hype. And, hey, you're also helping out Ole Miss Athletics. Sisk Avenue is the new location in Oxford. This, I mention it every time, but just remember this is only for the Oxford location. So if you go to Ridgeland or Flowood, not eligible. So if you're in Oxford, you can go over there and enter in to the drawing to win that signed football. You can also check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Greg, good morning. It was a, doozy of a weekend for you back in, couple weekends ago when you were up in Louisville for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I was actually in Lexington. I was brought up 3 sacks of crawfish for Jake's little Derby party. We had bowled some crawfish and watched the Derby on the big screen and everything. So, great race. Interesting this Preakness coming up. You've got Mystic Dan, traveling to Maryland to compete for the Triple Crown. But I heard it was a rocking time. Your parents went. I heard they had a good time. So the Oaks was a really good race. Now whenever Torpedo Anna won the Oaks, I kind of felt like Mystic Dan had a really good shot at the Derby because they trained together, and Kenny McPhee said, I hope they bring, a bear because I have a grizzly, and whenever Torpedo Anna just, turned away just with FYI down the stretch, it kind of felt like, Mystic Dan, if he got the right trip, he probably, would have a good shot at it. So, it was an awesome race. I feel like a lot of people that normally didn't watch the Derby maybe watched it this year. I don't know. I might be wrong on that. I think it was the most bet in a while. So, it was a thrilling finish. I mean, with Sierra Leone and Forever Young just barreling down on Mystic Dan. That's why it's called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, So, really, really good race.
Why is that? Why do you think it was one of the most watched, most bet on derbies?
No, I mean, it was the 150th anniversary. They just got done redoing the paddock. I think there's, some people that normally aren't involved in horse racing that, have been on Twitter. Like, I think Dave Portnoy's probably brought in a couple, new faces to bet on it. The Jason Worth story, that definitely helps whenever somebody like, oh, oh, he used to play baseball. Oh, that's cool, you know, that he's, you know, owns horses. So I just, you know, for some strange reason, I think maybe with it being the anniversary and, you know, it just actually was a really, really good race. I, you know, recapping the race, if you watched the Rich Strike race, whenever the announcer said, whoa, they're going really fast at 45, this time they went 46, and, you know, he said it was a moderate pace, so I kind of knew, you know, it was good, you know, that's how I've learned how to watch races now, you know, so whenever that first quarter came up and it was 46, and, you know, Track Phantom wasn't going really hard at all, so it felt like Track Phantom, you know, was gonna, you know, could have held on, but you know, whenever there's 20 some odd horses in a race and they come to the top of that stretch, I mean, you know, just all chaos goes loose. I feel like, you know, my horse Stronghold kind of got cut off a little bit by Resilience, and so he kind of, you know, and then you look at Fierceness, he literally was in a perfect spot. He just bit the bit. He just didn't want any part of it. So, and that's what happens with horse racing. I mean, like, regardless of how, you know, much, how favored a horse is, you know, they still got to run the race and they still got to beat 20 horses. So, yeah, Fierceness spit the bit. And, you know, whenever the announcer said Mystic Dan cut the corner and he kind of squirted out there to 2 to 3 length lead, I kind of felt like it was kind of Torpedo Anna in the Oaks, you know, she kind of skipped away and, you know, so, but it was awesome right there. And you could see he was begging for the wire, you know, and you could see the, you know, Sierra Leone Forever Young, you know, get hooked up. And, you know, obviously there was some controversy with Tyler Gaffrione pushing off and that sort of thing. But, you know, like Tyler was doing everything in his power to keep that 1200 pound animal off of Forever Young. And that's just, that's just what happens, you know. It just, whenever two horses go head and head like that, you know, it's, you know, it's, and the Japanese are, you know, they don't do fouls or anything like that. So they thought it was really good racing and hard racing. And, you know, they came in third and they'll come back next year and, you know, try to win it again. So, but it was a great race. I mean, with the Sierra Leone and Forever Young barreling down on Mystic Dan and right there at the wire, it was that's what it was all about. That was a good race.
Two Japanese horses in the top five. Pretty cool. Not cool.
Yeah, they're not far away. They're coming. They're not far away. I mean, you know, Forever Young in that rivalry with the hair was a really good. So they'll come back. I promise you. They're not going to go away.
Yeah, that was very cool. Very uncool, Greg, my pick, just a touch, DFL.
Yeah, I think he lost by 50 some odd lengths. I don't know if that was the total number of 50, how many lengths.
54.
Yeah, I just feel bad. Well, you know, John Stewart just spent, I think, $800,000 on him to, the other day. So, he was a private purchase, so I don't know how he feels about just a touch right now. But
yeah,
it's just tough, you know. You just went, that's why that the Kentucky Derby is the hardest race to win. You've got 20 horse. I mean, there's especially like at Royal Ascot, whenever you have 20 horse fields. I mean, man, anything can happen. The favor might not get out the gate real good, you know, a long shot might, you know, it's just what's so great about 20 horse fields. You never know. You know, I like Chasing Freedom. You know, he ran more feet and only lost by a length and a quarter to Mystic Dan. So I like Chasing Freedom, in Pimlico. I really, really like in my pick for, the Preakness is Tuscan Gold. I think Tuscan Gold sets up perfect. He's fresh. He could finish third in the Louisiana Derby. Tyler Gaffrione, you know, just got done riding Sierra Leone in the Derby. So you get a really good rider in there. And with Muth scratching, you know, that's a big deal because, you know, Bob Baffert is the king of the Preakness because he likes to get out in the front, you know, and run those slow fractions. And then when they get to the top of the stretch, he has plenty of gas in the tank to, you know, hold off whatever charge is coming. So It's going to be interesting with Muth not in the race, who's going to go to the front, how fast they're going to go. But I think it's going to be a really, really good race. I think I kind of worry about Mystic Dan coming back off of a quick turnaround. I think they did that with him maybe earlier this year and it didn't work out. But hey, look, you know, you got to trust the trainer. You know, he wouldn't put the horse in the race if he didn't think he had a chance. And I doubt that Kenny McPhee is literally putting the horse in the race so he could try to win the Triple Crown. He wouldn't have done that. But it's a tough, you know, Triple Crown is the toughest to get. You know, you're literally, you know, beat 20 horses, and then 2 weeks later, you know, you're traveling to Maryland and, you know, competing against Bob Baffert, you know, because Bob can't run in the Derby. So, you know, he's got two or three monsters waiting on you. So, just is what it is. So, with Belmont this year at Saratoga, that's going to be interesting if Mystic Dan does win the Preakness, the first Belmont being at Saratoga, because I think they're still doing repairs on Belmont. So that's why it's at Saratoga this year. So, yeah, interesting horse racing year. I think it's a good horse racing year. I think there's a lot of newcomers and not a lot of new people. I don't know how many people on the show listen to us that, you know, normally don't listen to the race. So, I mean, I'm hoping that we got, you know, a couple new audience from, you know, from talking to horses on the pod.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, like you said, it was evident with the attendance numbers, the viewership, and, you know, people putting their money where their mouth is, literally and figuratively, you know, at the window, placing bets, you know, whether on their phone or at a casino or
and on it's the easier grounds. Access. You know, you got your phone, you got online wagering, you know, like you got Portnoy posting DK horses now, I think. I think DraftKings just did their own, own app just strictly for horses. So yeah, it's getting popular, and you know, it's not, you know, a lot of people think that they only run horses one time a year, and they run horses all the time. So it's not just the Kentucky Derby they run horses.
I do want to, before we pivot to getting into some Ole Miss baseball and some PGA talk, I do want to ask you real quick. I did a podcast with David Brandt earlier this week. The win total numbers came out. Ole Miss at 9.5, going over or under?
Oh, definitely over. My thing is the leadership that's involved with this team. You know, you've got Jackson Dart, you got J.J. Pegues on the defense, and they kind of have a real solid core. So I'm always skeptical whenever, you know, the spotlight gets turned on Ole Miss, because, I mean, I know what's happened before, but just it's a whole new different team, whole new different style, whole different situation. I mean, I feel 9.5. I mean, yes, it's going to be tough. I mean, like, they're not – I mean, the first game, you know, the first big game with Kentucky at home, I mean, that'll be a good test, I mean, to see where you are. I mean, obviously, the first four games, I mean, you hope not to have any problems. Obviously, you just want to get to Georgia undefeated. If you can get to Georgia undefeated, just throw the kitchen sink at them, you know. Obviously, I'm hoping it's going to be a night game. So it should be rowdy. I mean, that video, the hype video you sent me yesterday, I mean, like, man, if you can't watch that, I mean, I don't know what we can, I mean, like, it's almost like a, are you not entertained moment after that, you know, it's just right. What else do you need after that? And, you know, obviously it could have probably done 30 more minutes of it. But it was just, I mean, it's just this meat and potatoes, what you get right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm going over. I think Ole Miss is at the very least 10-2. I think there's a good chance at 11-1. And then, you know, maybe getting a rematch with Georgia in the college football playoff. I don't think it's crazy to say that Ole Miss has more than a puncher's chance at winning that game. It'll be later in the year. you know, there's always a chance for, you know, things to go wrong with Georgia, injuries to happen, just wear and tear down the stretch of a brutal schedule. But losing to Georgia at home in a really good game, you know, you want it to be better than how it went last year, which I think it will. I think Ole Miss improved in the trenches for sure. But, yeah, I'm going over. I mean, I think the only other game that truly gives me pause is, and it might surprise you, I think it's Oklahoma. I don't think it's at LSU. I think at LSU is a game where Ole Miss is just better and should just win just because they're better top to bottom. There's no Jaden Daniels. There's no Brian Thomas. There's no Malik Nabers. It's going to be a completely different LSU team. I think all the hype that LSU is getting in the preseason is just because of the letters on the helmet. I don't think it has anything to do with Garrett Nussmeier or Harold Perkins. The thing that I don't listen to a ton of national people, at least not right now in the off season. Once the season gets going, I will. LSU did nothing to address the issues on defense in the portal. That's the big thing for me. So, you don't have Jaden Daniels to score 56 points anymore. So,
And Jaden Daniels made plays and scored points that they really didn't have, you know, out of a, you know, like a rabbit out of a hat kind of situation. Like, you know,
right.
So, have you seen the couple transfers from Washington, the offensive linemen? I had a customer come in and they were like, "Craig, have you seen the offensive lineman that we got from Washington?" I was like, "No." He goes, "Man, he is a he won't even fit through that door. He's so big." And I'm like, "Well, that's good. I like to have big, you know, offensive linemen." And, you know, those two Washington transfers, I mean, that's going to help, like you were saying, upgrade the trenches, because, you know, if you have to stop the run, whatever style run it is, if it's the jet sweep or just straight up two tights, you have to, you know, control the line of scrimmage. And we definitely have upgraded in those things. That's where I thought we lacked last year, just a couple offensive linemen away, you know, and a couple defensive tackles that, you know, playmakers that would get us over the hump. But I like the 11-1 in the rematch with Georgia in the playoff.
Yeah. Before we get into Ole Miss baseball, do want to remind you, show is also brought to you by our good friend Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by 20 to 30%, Drew and USA Benefits Group can help you do that. Medicare, he can help you find a Medicare supplement plan. He's licensed in 7 states. He's located in Mississippi, which is crucial because it's not only important to have someone that is accessible, but also local. So if you're in Mississippi, he's got you covered. He's an Ole Miss grad, and he's licensed, like I said, 7 states. So if you're not local, he can still help you out. He's with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he has access to 35 different carriers. If you call him now, 601-953-8449, or visit usabg.com/DMOAK, you can get a free quote today. All right, Ole Miss baseball, Greg. You know, I wouldn't say we wrote them off, but we were pretty hard on them the past month. And I think for good reason. It was warranted. It was getting to where it was close to spiraling. The team was just not playing well. And then boom, rattle off, 3 straight series wins, which is the first time, Greg, that has happened since 2022. And we know what happened that year.
It's got shades of it. The only thing they're missing some leadership skills. I feel like, you know, a guy that, you know, kind of really brings them together, you know, that sort of thing. So maybe they just, you know, they realize how good they are because they just beat Texas A&M 2 out of 3 and Texas A&M top, you know, 5 team in the country. So you got to just, you know, realize that, you know, what the I know that was a tough loss last night against, you know, Southern, but, you know, being up 4-1, you know, the concentration is getting 2 out of 3 in Baton Rouge, you know. So not to be rude, but I really wouldn't worry about Southern Mississippi. I really never have. So I'd much rather worry about the 2 out of 3 in Baton Rouge, because that's, you know, the bigger picture.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think right now, one would do it. Two is you're comfortable. And then maybe win one or two in Hoover. But yeah, I think a lot of credit to the team. The last three weekends, you go on the road and win a series at Auburn, which, look, Auburn sucks. They're not good. But
beat that a team Sunday, like, that Sunday loss was just kind of gut-wrenching. Yeah. But – to come back the next weekend and get 2 out of 3 against, you know, a top. That's good. That's a good bounce back. And, you know, the pitchers are pitching good, you know, like it's not like they're playing bad. Like first of the year was pretty bad. I mean, like it was damn near awkward how bad it was. And it's almost head scratching, like how this team drops off this bad, but you know, it's just good. It's good to be playing good at the right time. And, you know, yeah, like I said, the last time we've been Baton Rouge, we swept and end up, you know, going to the College World Series, and something else happened after we went to the College World Series and that sort of thing. So you just got to think positive. The talent is on this team. They got to put it together, though. This is the right time to do it, you know, with this weekend series in Baton Rouge. Be a great test one.
Yeah, I think the move to put Riley Maddux on Friday has looked good. And then Liam Doyle has really stepped up and pitched well. But look, I think that Sunday loss at Auburn is going to end up not mattering as much. I don't think it'll matter as much because you take 2 of 3 from Texas A&M and 2 of 3 from Mississippi State, who potentially fighting for a chance to host. So it's not only 3 conference series wins, but it's 2 conference series wins against tournament teams. The RPI is still good, still in the top 25, I believe. I don't think there was much of a drop after last night. And then the strength of schedule is big. I mean, number 2 in the country in strength of schedule, that's hard to ignore for the committee. So I think avoid a sweep this weekend and then win at least 1 in Hoover, and I think Ole Miss is in.
Yeah, obviously they'll put us in a region arena. It's probably going to be a death trap, but you know, we just
it happens.
You got to get in. It doesn't matter.
What
you
happens?
Get in, everybody's got to play the game, you know. So it's,
yeah,
That's
going to be par for the course when you're one of the last 4 in. Potentially, you're not going to go to a cakewalk. But WarrenNolan.com now has the strength of schedule as number 1 for Ole Miss. 24th in RPI. The 12 quad one wins is big too. Not a lot of teams that have 12 or more quad one wins. It's I think you can count them on two hands. Kentucky's way up there at 18 quad one wins, but then you've got several that have 12 or more. But it's not a lot. I think that's important for Ole Miss. So just a friendly reminder, series starts Thursday. It's not Friday to Sunday. It's Thursday to Saturday because it's the last weekend. Ole Miss will be on SEC Network. And we'll be on your national television for Thursday. So big opportunity for Ole Miss. Again, I think win 1 and you're in. Before we get to PGA Championship up in Louisville at Valhalla, do want to remind you, show is also brought to you by our good friends at Black Type Thoroughbreds, blacktypetb.com. If you've got the bug, if you're itching to get more involved with horse racing after the Derby, or you're trying to get, you know, cranked up for the remaining Triple Crown contest, Black Type Thoroughbred, they strive to provide each investor with the excitement of owning elite racehorses. So, you know, the experience can include barn visits, you can do work in the mornings, weekly
updates. You can eat crawfish bowls. We can do crawfish. You can eat crawfish bowls. Well, you know,
You can
take, Jim, Jake texted me the other day, Jimbo Fisher bought a share of the 2-year-olds this, the other day. So you can be part, you can be partners with Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah. You know, you got the 3 things that separate Black Type from other horse racing entities: expertise, integrity, and experience. Got a team comprised of horse racing fanatics with years of experience buying, racing, breeding, and selling. And then the integrity of, you know, hey, it's supposed to be fun, and you know, horse racing is exciting. The ownership is exciting. It's fun.
We like want you to wear a funny hat and a dress, and we want you to get you in the paddock and, you know, in Keeneland and have fun. You know, that's the whole point. But yeah, they just won the Kentucky Juvenile this year, so that's back to back Kentucky Juvenile wins. So that's a pretty nice feather to have. They had West Memorial was the winner in that race. So Man, it's just fun, you know, just being a part of something. I mean, I know a lot of people are competitive and miss being in sports and that sort of thing. It's just kind of something like that. You just get something to involve and have fun with. So, that's just kind of what I like to do, enjoy about it. I'm going, I had a friend text me and he goes, "What are you doing Saturday night?" And I was like, "Well, my employees are going to the beach for the next couple of weeks. I've got the Saturday off." He goes, "I've got, you know, turf tickets to Churchill. They've got night races. So I'm headed to the night race Saturday night at Churchill." So I guess I'm 2 weeks too late to get to the Derby, but I can't wait to go to watch night racing at Churchill this Saturday.
Yeah. If you're wanting to learn more about Black Type, you can check them out. Like I said, blacktypetb.com, or you can call them 713-540-9000 or shoot them an email, info@blacktypetb.com. All right, speaking of Kentucky, PGA Championship at Valhalla.
Yeah, what's Scheffler's odds? Like, let's start out with that.
I think he's 4-1.
Man, it's just so hard not to bet him every single time, man.
I know.
But you think he might have gotten soft because of the kid?
Well,
I mean, how soft did you get after your first game? I mean, how bad the golf game get?
I mean, honestly, like, you know, a lot of your free time is taken up. I don't actually know how old his kid is, so I don't know if the sleep deprivation could really take effect yet.
What did after Harbortown, the South Carolina? I think like he won the South. I think it was a week after the Masters.
Okay.
So it might have been like.
So he's probably like, in it. Oh. He's probably in it now. Like he, how that's something to consider. You know, like it, what?
I don't know.
How's the body? How's the recovery? Is he getting enough sleep? You know, I would imagine the kid is not making the trip. So he won't have to be around.
I'm pretty sure the grandparents are like all in on that kid right now. So it was like, hey, Scotty, let's keep concentrating on winning the golf tournaments. Like, you know,
yeah.
we got the kid.
Scotty, you know? Scotty can probably afford a night nurse if I
have I would think so. I think he would probably afford a beach house for the night nurse. Probably. It's just tough to bet against him, but yeah, he's got, you know, who knows, you know. You know, I know kids change everybody's life perspective, so you've got that angle. But I don't know as far. I mean, like the Aberg. I mean, like why not him? Max Homa played good in the Masters, but man, like I said, that Scottie Scheffler. You know, if he's two or three shots back on Friday, I mean, you got to be really, really nervous.
Yeah, he's only lost to one golfer since March 1st.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Steven Yeager at the Houston Open. So one thing that is something to consider, I know like all the golf sickos love to talk architecture and the infrastructure of the course. I've heard this phrase a lot that Valhalla's is more of an execution golf course. It's not really strategy. It's just kind of, you know, you bomb driver, you know, you hit wedge and you putt. So if he has a bad weekend, which he hasn't had him in a while, you know, yeah, somebody else has a better weekend than him, could lose. You know, there's not much strategy involved in Valhalla. Like it's pretty bare bones. It's pretty straightforward.
So what do you think about Tiger? Top 10? Top 20?
Man, I don't know.
My buddy's at there. He's been sending me pictures, and I'm like, you're awesome. You're 70 feet away from Tiger Woods, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this kind of goes back to, you know, it's execution. It's not strategy. Like Tiger in the mental game doesn't really have an edge when it's, you just got to play well. Tiger hasn't played much at all lately. So
it's almost like the guy that's been on vacation and then he just like shows up. We're like, oh, like Uncle Bernie's in town, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big ballpark. I mean, you're going to have to bomb it, and that with Tiger, you have to factor in, you know, the walk. Like, he's going to have to walk down, and I don't know. I don't hate if you want to take a flyer on Bryson at, like, 28-1.
Yeah, because, I mean, he can hit it far, and he can probably hit it out of, you know, far out of trouble.
Yeah, I don't hate Rory. I don't hate McIlroy. I mean, he's – way behind.
He definitely needs to get one done. That's for sure. Like I mean, I know that he just won the other, but I mean, like a big one, like, you know.
Yeah, Rory won last week at Wells Fargo. Just ran down Xander, and just I saw our friends at No Laying Up. They tweeted he stuffed him in a locker. I mean, just ran away with it, and just really stepped on his throat. You know, maybe there's some fire left in that belly where he's motivated to try to get another one. And also, hey, Brooks Koepka, man, I don't hate that pick. If I have
I mean, you know, that's a guy that, you know, only wants to win major championships, that's for sure.
you know, I've seen people throw around Jordan Spieth as someone who could get into contention and make things interesting. I don't buy it, but you know, that's another name to consider. But yeah, Rory.
What about a Wyndham Clark? I mean, like, it's
I don't think
I
so.
I don't know. Has Victor Hovland been playing good? I like Victor Hovland, man.
He's been kind of a mess this year.
Yeah, I think probably didn't he get a bunch of money from winning the FedEx Cup? So he's probably
he played really, really well in 2023 and looked like one of the hotter golfers and kind of the next big thing. I haven't had a chance yet. I know Kevin Van Valkenburg just did a piece on him and kind of what's the problem, basically, like, you know, what happened. So I need to read that, because I know he's been working on that one for a couple months, because it's truly fascinating. Like, he was playing as good as anyone, and then just once the calendar turned, everything kind of fell off. You mentioned Homa. I'm a big Homa guy.
I like Homa.
He's been so close in a couple tournaments. You know, maybe this could be one that he really turns it on. I mean, look, the easy pick, the free space is Scheffler.
What about a Tommy Fleetwood? Do you like him? I mean,
I know he played well in the practice round earlier this week. A good buddy of mine is actually in the field. He qualified, so he will be teeing off, I think, at close to 1 o'clock on Thursday. But he played the practice round with him, and you know, he was like, yeah, Tommy Fleetwood is very, very good at golf. so
I can only imagine, man. I can only imagine.
I like Tommy. I don't know. The one thing I will say that could make this weekend a lot of fun, barring Scheffler just blowing everybody out of the water, is that because it's an execution course and it's pretty straightforward, I'm really hoping the leaderboard will just be jam-packed with superstars to where it'll be a lot of fun to see some good battles on Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, I mean, I think it's Scheffler's to lose. I don't think that's crazy to say. But yeah, I mean,
he's getting back to Tiger level. Like, honestly, I mean, like, Tiger was I watched a bunch of Tiger highlights the other day, and I mean, man, just on another level.
Yeah, Rory's one I'm going to keep an eye on. It's 10 years since he won it in 2014 at Valhalla. Yeah. If I have to make a pick, I'm going to go with my guy Homa.
Did you see the champions dinner, like the photo under the Twin Spires yesterday? It's pretty cool. They took the all the defending champions, and they did the dinner at Churchill Downs, and they did the picture in front of the Twin Spires. So like the Twin Spires are in the back background with all the PGA champions. It's a pretty cool picture.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go Homa, maybe a little bit with my heart, not with my head, but I'm a big Homa fan. And
it's a good story, too. Like, he's a real good story. Like, literally, like, just, you know, when you get into the archives of his story, it's a really – it's Max Homa's a really good story.
Yeah, and he you know, another recent, you know, new dad, but I think he's further down the line than Scheffler.
Yeah, he knows what's up. He knows what's
maybe
up. He might not give pointers to Scheffler on how to handle it.
Well, did you see Homa's quote about that? Somebody asked Homa if he would be giving Scheffler some tips on, like, being a dad, and Homa was like, well, he'll probably be giving me tips in a couple weeks because he's good at everything.
Touche, touche. I don't know what else you can say after that.
One other interesting, Justin Thomas, little homecoming, Kentucky kid. It's funny. He's played Valhalla, but he said he hadn't been there in like 10 years. So it's not like this is his backyard. But he'd be fun. If you need to bomb it, JT can do that. Yeah, I think it's probably going to be Scheffler, Koepka, Rory, some kind of mix.
I mean, I hope it's like, you know, those the top five, you know, 5 to 10 favorites, you know, in there on Sunday. That would be awesome. It'd be good TV for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that starts tomorrow. Be locked in on that this weekend. Fired up to watch some high level golf. It'll be fun. I'm hoping the rain isn't too bad up there to where it's not just a sloppy mess. So we can get some good battles. But that'll do it for this edition of the flagship. We appreciate Greg hopping on as always, and as we do every time we have him on the show, make sure you go check him out. 2008 University Avenue in Oxford, Mississippi, LB's Meat Market. He's going to have everything you need to throw on the grill before you watch golf this weekend, before you watch Ole Miss baseball. He can get you right and get you tight. What's on the menu this week?
I just got done doing some ribeye sausage, so that's always a crowd pleaser. Lane trains. If you come in and mention the podcast, we'll do the lane train for $10 all time, every time. So always mention the podcast on something like that. Freezer, everything is $2 off in the freezer. Got some fresh seafood coming in on Thursday, so we'll get some salmon, probably get some fresh grouper, maybe some snapper. Yeah, just with the last with graduation last weekend, you know, we get the town back for a little bit. So don't know how busy we'll be this weekend with all the kids gone, but we'll figure it out. But I think I'm gonna do a little batch of boudin. My mom said I've been doing too big of batches of boudin, so I need to make a smaller batch this time. So anyway, trying to keep her happy. She's officially off the cast and she's back at work. So she's been whipping all of us into shape. So we're trying to get back in the saddle. So yeah, just the dog days of summer are officially here. And but yeah, we'll always be open and always mention the podcast because we'll give you a little discount or something.
Absolutely. Well, stay locked in at omspirit.com. We'll have coverage of baseball this weekend. You've got softball in a regional this weekend as well. And any and every portal movement, whether it's football or basketball, we've got you covered there as well. So appreciate y'all tuning in. Appreciate Greg as always. Until next time, we out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.